In the race for a coronavirus vaccine, we've become very familiar with two names, Pfizer and Moderna, for their impressive turnaround time for a safe and efficacious COVID-19 vaccine. But another name, Dr. Biao He, is joining those companies in their successes, as his COVID-19 vaccine is scheduled to be manufactured for human clinical trials, and it doesn't even require a needle. Dr. He is a professor in the Department of Infectious Diseases at UGA's College of Veterinary Medicine, and I spoke with him earlier this week about his vaccine and the next steps it faces. You have a vaccine for COVID-19. Tell me a little bit about how you got to this stage.
Yes, it's a long time coming, and I have been working on a vaccine development for God, like 20 years at least. And I'm at the vet school. We work with a vaccine called the kennel cough vaccine for many years. So we have modified this vaccine to use it as a platform system to develop other vaccines. So when this pandemic happened, we developed a vaccine based on kennel cough vaccine. So it's something we have been working on for many years now.
Can you tell us what the status of your vaccine is? It's really remarkable where you are right now.
So we have a vaccine that's being manufactured for human clinical trial. And we're trying to get to the phase one trial to get our vaccine into human. And within less than a year, this is pretty fast for us.
So that's the next step once the manufacturer is able to get it produced.
Right. Because as you know, develop a vaccine, the most important thing is do no harm. So the facility requirement for producing those vaccine is not something a university can handle.
Vaccines usually take so much longer to get to this stage. And how were you and your colleagues able to develop a vaccine so quickly for COVID?
You know, it doesn't happen overnight, right? I mean, for years now, the university and the state have invested to recruit people who are working on infectious diseases in my department. We work together on developing this vaccine. So there is an infrastructure, and the University of Georgia has one of few facilities that allows us to do testing of COVID vaccine on campus.
Some vaccines are going to be like a two-part process. Is your vaccine like that? And tell me how your vaccine, I guess, is different from other vaccines, because they have to have some differences, I'm assuming.
So our vaccine is like the flu mist. Of course, that's a good news, right? And because, as you know, we do get infected through respiratory tract. But if we use a vaccine at the site of infection, such as nose, and it would be advantageous. So that's what we do. And then only do the ones. So that's the difference, right? So we hopefully would have an efficacious vaccine that with a single dose and dripping in the nose, no needle.
That sounds wonderful, an easy vaccine. Just because
yes.
No one likes needles. Sorry, Dr. He, no one likes needles.
Well, there are other issues as well, right? As some of you have used the kennel cough vaccine, you know, you can actually buy a kennel cough vaccine online for about $3. So we can produce the vaccine literally costing very little. So as you can see, again, it comes back to if we want to have a vaccine for the entire human population, we need to be conscientious about the cost and for everyone to use it.
I mean, everybody has to take this, whether you have the money to afford it or not. This is something that should be available to everyone. And let me ask you about what would you say to people who may be worried about getting a COVID vaccine? How do you and other researchers sort of address their concerns?
So there are many rules and regulations to govern the safety of the vaccine. So, you know, even when we're doing what we're doing right now, it's been very fast, but still, like I said, we're going through a phase one trial. And all the vaccine have to go through three trials and three phases of trials. And no one has cutting corners for testing in human.
And finally, Dr. He, this really is a culmination of a lot of hard work for you. So how do you feel about your success in getting to this point?
I really feel that I'm doing something contributing and be constructive and be helpful to solve the problem we have. So I feel incredibly lucky.
I have really appreciated your time today, and I've enjoyed speaking with you and learning a lot about this process. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Biao He is a professor at the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine, Department of Infectious Diseases.